It's 12:11. Some people feel when you adopt a sheltered dog or cat, you risk getting an animal with potential health problems. But is that really true? Joining us live is veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, a.k.a. Dr. Paws. Katie, does the reality match the perception?
In my opinion, no. There was an article written that's been kind of all over the place last week about why this lady said she would never adopt a shelter dog ever again. She's gotten a lot of people up in arms about some of the claims that she made in her article. One of the dogs was a pug that she adopted, and he had seizures. This is a breed thing. A lot of dogs have seizures, and whether he came from a shelter or whether he came from a very well-known, you know, reputable breeder, this dog probably still would have had those seizures no matter where he came from. I think the biggest thing that we all need to realize is that knowing a dog's past doesn't necessarily guarantee that there aren't going to be problems in the future. So, you know, there is some validity to the whole argument about going to a breeder and knowing, you know, what is in a dog's history, his family history. Yes, while you may know that if you're getting a golden retriever, let's, you know, use them as an example. They're one of the number one breeds of dog in America, that perhaps in the last five generations of that particular dog's line, there has been no hip dysplasia. Now, does that mean that this particular dog that you're going to get is never going to have hip dysplasia? Absolutely not. Does that mean that this dog will never have cancer and die tragically from it? Absolutely not. 60% of golden retrievers, no matter where they're from, die from cancer. So I think what we all need to do is try and realize that, you know, the word that the lady used in the article was that a shelter dog is a crapshoot. And basically, any dog, any cat, any animal that we're adopting is basically that. It doesn't matter where they're coming from, whether they're from a great, wonderful breeder, which there are a lot of wonderful people out there who are really doing the best they can to promote the breeds that they love, or from a shelter. You know, these dogs are just as lovable. They're just as you know, able to be healthy for a long period of time. It just really doesn't matter where they come from. It matters how you take them into your home, how you care for them. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we're going to get 10, maybe 15 years out of our dogs, a little bit longer for our cats, 15, maybe 20 for our cats. At some point, something is going to happen. And at some point, we're going to lose them. And that's just the sad thing about having a dog or a cat, but it never, ever should stop us from taking one into our home and loving us, because if you look at the end, then you can't enjoy the middle. So I would say that, you know, don't allow this lady's words to influence you. Go out and find the best fit for you and your family, because that's really, truly what matters. It's the middle part that's the good stuff.
What comfort can you take when you adopt from a shelter in terms of the health of the dog? We know that they go through, you know, health checks and everything before they're adopted. So yeah. How good is that?
Well, you know, there's no way to be able to predict the future, but you know that when you walk into a shelter and they you're looking at a certain dog or a cat, you know that they have gone through a veterinary health check. Mm-hmm. Older pets especially have gone through blood screenings, maybe x-rays. They've addressed all of these issues. And shelters are extremely good at telling you everything that comes along with this particular pet. They can tell you the personality traits that they know about. They can tell you all of the behavioral things that are the medical things that they're finding. Most of our shelters out there will actually do dental cleanings on dogs before they send them home with people. They'll do blood work, heartworm tests, all of that. So you're getting a lot of comfort in knowing that these dogs have had an extensive health check. And they're also going to shelters really, truly, they don't want these animals coming back to them. They don't want them returned. So they want to make the best match possible. And they actually have trained staffs of people who are going to help you make that match. So personally, I think a shelter is a wonderful way to go, and you can help prevent some of those 4 million dogs that go into shelters every year from getting put to sleep by doing that.
We see beautiful, loving shelter animals every week here on WTOP.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
you're very
Katie.
Lucky.
Appreciate it. Dr. Katie Nelson, a.k.a. Dr. Paws.
Thank you, Dr. Paws.